This is Bob Carroll. Welcome to another episode of Unnatural Virtue. Today's topic is self-help. Only 35% of small businesses survive for 5 years in the United States, yet entrepreneurs rate the chances of success of any business at 60%, and the chances of success for their own enterprise at 81%. One-third of entrepreneurs think their chance of failing is zero. That is why I predict a sellout for Success 2013, billed as the world's number one business seminar, and coming soon to an arena near you if you live in Sacramento, Sydney or Perth, Australia, Kuala Lumpur, or Singapore. I live near Sleep Train Arena in Sacramento, but even though admission is only $4.95 if I register early, I'm really not interested in what these folks have to tell me about how I can learn to lead, achieve, and succeed. Sleep Train Arena was formerly known as Power Balance Arena, named after a rubber band with a hologram that is supposed to have magical properties. One of the Success 2013 speakers is former Notre Dame and San Francisco 49er great Joe Montana. Other speakers include entertainers Bill Cosby and Larry King. The token female speaker is Kendra Todd, billed as the first woman to win The Apprentice with Donald Trump, and the consummate role model for professional women. Sounds swell. So do Rick Belluzzo, who we're told produced staggering profits while at Microsoft, and Brian Tracy, who will reveal the secrets to maximizing your sales potential. The other speakers offer equally tantalizing secrets, guaranteed to make sure you are not one of the 65% who will fail in business. These business success seminars set themselves apart from the larger self-help movement by being conducted by people who have actually achieved a high degree of success by some standard apparently important to business people. I personally find Donald Trump to be one of the least appealing human beings on the planet, but many people hold him up as a role model for the successful businessman. Anyway, I'd say the odds are slim that these successful people have much of value to tell those attending the seminar. They'll provide optimism and cheerleading, sure, but I doubt if they'll provide many insights into how to succeed in business. Even those who have succeeded in business, rather than sports or entertainment, may have little of value to tell the audience about how to succeed in business. Their success stories are probably inflated, giving more credit than they should to their brilliant strategies and less credit than they should to luck. The situations they found themselves in are unlikely to be similar to the situations of those in the audience. I talked about this problem of selling success by the success gurus in Skepticality episode number 187 on the illusion of understanding. Still, it'll be a feel-good affair, and what do you have to lose for $4.95? My guess is that the real money is going to be made by selling products like DVDs and books, and what they call diamond seating that allows you to have breakfast and lunch with the speakers. I'll bet that's an intimate affair. These business success seminars are put on by an outfit with the swell name of Success Resources. This outfit also promotes non-business seminars featuring people like Tony Robbins. Robbins is probably the best known of the self-help gurus who are not known for their business success outside of the motivational business. Many of these self-help gurus have never achieved success at anything except at running self-help meetings. Steve Salerno, who has written extensively about self-help programs, describes them this way. Self-help is an enterprise wherein people holding the thinnest of credentials diagnose in basically normal people symptoms of inflated or invented maladies so that they may then implement remedies that have never been shown to work. Self-help seminars bill themselves as personal development training programs. Dozens to hundreds of people are given several hours to several days of intense instruction aimed at helping them begin to discover what is hindering them from achieving their full potential and living more satisfied lives. These self-help gurus claim to know how to help people become more creative, intelligent, healthy, and rich. They focus primarily on the role that interpersonal communication plays in self-esteem and in defining our relationships with others. Self-help gurus claim to know why their participants are not happy or why they are not living fulfilled lives. They assume everyone is being hindered by the same things and that one approach will suit all. Some self-help gurus use public television and books as their vehicles. Others give seminars in hotel ballrooms. Some use infomercials and peddle books and tapes to the masses to help them get on the path to self-realization and success. The U.S. Army might think it takes a few years to become all that you can be, but the gurus of self-help think that it can be done in a few hours or days. These gurus might all take the one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter approach to self-help, but the founders of such programs as EST, Landmark Forum, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, Tony Robbins Seminars, Impact Training, MJB Seminars, Silva Mind Control, Dr. DeMartini, Ryan Cady, PSI Seminars, Mind Dynamics, the daddy of them all, LifeSpring, Hoffman Quadrinity, Complete Centering, and the like, use their own unique cookie cutters. Their websites are often very slick, but one infallible sign that you are about to waste your time and money if you pursue the call of a self-help program is if the website proudly and loudly proclaims the wonders of the Law of Attraction. A short amount of reflection should make it apparent that the gurus of personal development training are like those infomercial stars who promise to share with you their secrets on how to make millions of dollars by taking out classified ads or by buying repossessed properties. The real money is not in taking out classified ads or buying repossessions. Otherwise, that's what the infomercial star would be doing instead of making infomercials. The real money is in selling the idea to others. If the trainers who work for Tony Robbins or Landmark Forum could realize their true potential in a meaningful, lucrative way, would they take a sales commission job? Would they work for a guru for a relatively small sum of money while investing a rather extensive amount of time in the hope of some sort of breakthrough? No. If they want to reach their own true potential, they must break away and start their own personal training program, which is exactly what many of them do, including Tony Robbins. Nevertheless, despite the lack of proof that these programs work the way their advocates claim, and despite the fact that many trainers are overly zealous in their recruitment of participants in seminars and advanced seminars, many participants feel they benefit greatly from such programs. However, research has shown that the feelings of having benefited greatly from participation in a self-help program do not correspond to beneficial changes in behavior. Also, many of those who feel they have benefited do not understand that others may not feel they benefit at all from such programs. To their healthy friends and family members, the zealot may appear to have been brainwashed. Their enthusiasm seems unnatural and disproportionate. If they were unbalanced before taking the program, they may appear to have gone beyond breakthrough into breakdown. Well, that's it for this episode of Unnatural Virtue. To find out more about the topics mentioned here, see the show notes, my website, The Skeptic's Dictionary, and my blog, Unnatural Acts That Can Improve Your Thinking. In the meantime, please commit some unnatural acts in public. And don't forget, skepticism, though unnatural, is a virtue.